Steve, congratulations. It was great to win your derby game today, matey.
Yeah, obviously, first derby game. I think it's been coming. I think the last four games we've put in really good performances without actually getting a reward. So today, I think we could have won by more goals. We had a lot of chances. But I think the big thing for me was the way we matched them physically and the energy around the pitch. So really, really pleasing.
Well, we were saying in the second half, when fatigue starts to kick in, the boy Farney, who must have an engine to keep a Rolls Royce going, was carting up and down that pitch to good effect, Steve.
I thought he was terrific today. You know, he's helped out very much so by Greeny. You know, Greeny's pulling him around and telling him where to go. But the young boys, he's 22, but in his mind he's 18, you know, in terms of coaching and where he's been. But he's really, really is a bright prospect. We didn't envisage playing him, if I'm being honest. You know, we didn't. And then we put him in the team and he's just got better and better with each game.
Well, Steve, it's Steve Eyre. Obviously enjoyed watching your team today, covering both teams. We were neutral, but we thought you would deserve winners. We thought after Berry's frantic start, you know, you got slightly of the fortuitous goal with the in-swinging cross with the final touch from a Berry player. But from that moment, your team stepped up and really played well. And certainly in the first half, the four lads in midfield, with Lee Irwin, a centre-forward, playing on the outside of the sides. Flynn, obviously. Klopp with his energy levels and his determination. But I mentioned in commentary that Paul Green, I've watched League One each week this season. I actually think it's the best League One performance I've seen from a player up to now this season. So it's obviously as manager to player, you know, you would look like you've got a close relationship with him. Do you think we've called that one right?
100%. You know, I think since Greeny walked in the door, and you know, sometimes you've got to convince people above you that, you know, he might be 33, but he's got a body of 25 and an engine and an energy around him. And he's been terrific since he walked through the club, him and Peter Clark. Yes. I cannot speak volumes high enough of the two of them. And we've got a young squad. We've got Mark Clark's come in from nowhere, Oz has come in from nowhere, you know, and Lee Irwin is relatively inexperienced. He had a good time at Motherwell, and then he's had a tough time at Leeds. So Greeny for me is, you know, he's irreplaceable for us at the moment, and with young Oz alongside him, I thought we were terrific in midfield.
Can I ask you about the coming week? When you win a game like that, Steve, you can't wait to get out there again. It's Preston in midweek. Are you looking forward to that one?
Yeah, definitely. You know, my old club as well. I didn't have a great time there. I didn't have loads of games, but it's, you know, something we look forward to. I was really impressed with Preston pre-season. I thought that what we were trying to do in this division, they knew when to go longer, they knew when to play, and you know, Simon Grayson and the coaching staff have put a really good setup together there. So it's going to be tough. Make no mistake about it. You know, they're in a different level to us at this moment in time, but we intend to make it hard for them. We intend to be organised and disciplined, which we are every week. But you know, hopefully we'll bring a good crowd with us, and they can start seeing what we're trying to do.
Well, you've taken on a big job. You've got a lot of new players to gel. You've got that nucleus with Greeny and Peter Clark to build on, and Lee Croft, of course, who's got football coming out of his ears. But are you pleased with your progress so far?
I am, definitely. You know, as I say, it was a tough decision. I had two great jobs, but I took it because I thought an opportunity to build something. Signing 20 players in 5 weeks isn't ideal, I can assure you. It's not as attractive as people might think on our budget, but we've done well. You know, people around the place are quite negative at times, and it's a mentality I have to change. You know, we got beat by Millwall, who were the playoff finalists. We drew with Walsall, who were an excellent team in the playoffs last year. Wigan won the league, we beat them. And, you know, Northampton haven't been beat for 27 games. So there wasn't a great panic where we were. But it's nice to get, you know, that monkey off your back with the first win in the league. And I think the big thing for me is how organised we are, and as a unit, as a team, the desire and energy to make sure we don't get beat.
Steve, we're delighted to have you with us at the epicentre of English football, because that's where you're at now, isn't it, in Manchester?
Well, I was with Michael O'Neill last night. Michael went to the difference in worlds. I went to Manchester City under-23s. He went to Man United to watch Jose. So, you know, he said that to me. You know, it's a great part of the world. It's a, you know, a big, big football and part of the world, and it's great to be involved in.